The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
All right, testing. 1, 2, 3.
Testing.
Testing, this is, welcome to our...
Okay, lean back, chew your gum a little more, and then we'll get started.
Welcome to our first podcast.
It's amazing to me, though, that you have like a bit of an issue, some words you can't say and stuff.
Yeah.
And you've further compounded the problem by always having gum in your mouth.
I didn't compound
don't you
any
think
problem.
It's like a weird thing?
I have no problem. That's how I, that's my
it's
life.
Like, it's almost like psychologically, if someone were to break you down psychologically, it's like you don't want to be able to communicate with people. Is that fair?
No.
Do you think if I was your shrink and I was like, maybe you don't want to get your point across?
I want to get my point across. I don't want to hear anybody else's point. Okay.
Yeah, but like you also.
Yeah, well, look who's talking. Okay, Mumbles, go ahead.
Wow, you're very defensive. I'm not making fun of your issues. I'm simply saying.
No, it's not making
fun. You already have a bit of a problem.
I don't have a problem. I have a speech impediment. It's not a problem. Oh, I had a dream last night.
Can you we stick
ahead.
To the thing? And then you put gum in your mouth so that you're always a little bit. You know, too much saliva going on.
You know, my...
You have nothing to say on that?
Yeah.
It's you won't say anything about it because you want to be able to chew your gum. I get that. But you could still be like, yeah, I know, it's a weird thing that I'm... Oof. But, yeah.
Okay.
You know, I love the gum and I'm just not ready to give it up yet. But instead of that, you'd be like, no.
Right, ask me. Ask
doesn't
me.
Do anything to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Yeah. It's not. It's not yeah. a thing. Yeah, so ahead. There.
All right, go ahead. Ask me again.
Do you think it's hindering your communication?
You know, you're kind of right, but I love the gum, and I don't really want to give it up right yet.
That
you
is.
Know?
That honestly sounds like such a more normal person than what you normally are. Like, just no. Look, you're lying.
I'm glad that
not true.
Oh, well, let's start. What are we going to talk about? We don't know. And then right into attacking.
Well, I just because I saw you put a piece of gum in your mouth. Then you're like,
no, I wasn't. Oh, there she goes. Let's exaggerate to complicate the matter. You like that? I sang a little. Look at a little. She got a blender in the mail. Made a protein.
What's the guy's name?
I don't know.
Met him on Opie and Jimmy.
Yeah,
he sent me a blender. He's got a like. I got a book to start the blender diet. I don't know. In studio, he was like, "It's."
He's in a good. He used to be on Celebrity Fit Club.
Yeah, what's his name? Should I just go look?
Where are you going to look?
It's probably on the blender.
Why would it be on the blender? Quit making stupid faces, please.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
It's hard to do a podcast with a stupid face
person. I'm not
making
a stupid face. I'm literally just...
You're, go
I
see.
Was trying to think of the guy's name.
All right,
oh,
go
I'm
see.
Sorry.
Go see his name.
Sorry,
go
trying to make no wrinkle on my face whatsoever. Is this what you want?
That'd be impossible. How could you have no wrinkle on your face? You know what I mean? Everybody has them in their forehead.
Stop. See, I knew you'd get to there because you'd be like, well, this isn't funny, actually. So let me try to...
I knew I wasn't trying to be funny. I was saying everybody.
Oh, come on. You're like you're basically saying you're like an apple doll. Your face is one big wrinkle.
An apple doll?
You never made an apple doll when you were a kid?
What the fuck is an apple doll?
You take an apple and you like whatever. You make a face in it. So, I can't remember exactly how you do it. Maybe you sew in the face or something. And then
into an apple.
Yes. And then the apple rots. And it looks like an old person's face.
First of all, boy, when you grow up on a farm, there's a lot of things you could do with an apple.
You never you never did an apple doll? Wow.
God, my mom didn't buy us toys. Here's some old fruit. Make something.
I remember my mom made me this doll. I loved it. Loved it. And then a rat or a mouse, I don't know, whatever, ate all the hair off. I was so upset. Really.
Why didn't you just pretend the doll had cancer then?
I don't know if I knew about cancer yet, Rich.
I remember when I was a kid. Did
my
you ever...
father's cancer was coming right around the corner. So it would have been a nice little learning moment.
When you were a kid, did you make banana boats? We used to take old bananas. We'd take bananas. Our mom would get us. And we'd stick popsicle sticks in on the side. And then we would make like little like...
Who gives a shit?
We never made those. We never made
them. I know you didn't. You can't remember your childhood.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
Why, ask me anything. Ask me anything.
You don't remember it. Like, I've asked you tons of questions, and you're like, I don't know. I don't remember.
Let's see. Fourth grade, second grade, first grade. I was in.
Is that the order you did it in?
I was in first grade.
No wonder you got problems.
And I remember in first grade...
I don't need to know
second grade, Mrs. Bracey's class. First grade was Mrs. Luthall.
I bet you every memory you have is about how like great you were in some way.
Do you remember your teacher's names from first and second grade? Miss Luthall first, Miss Bracey second, Miss Wetzel third, Miss Pilgrim fourth.
Jesus.
I remember in second
white
grade.
White people.
I remember in second grade, Mrs. Bracey, who wasn't white, over the loudspeaker, we all were sent home from school because President Kennedy was assassinated.
Holy shit, you're old. You're fucking
why, it was
old.
Second grade.
That's crazy.
Second grade.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But why would they let you out of school? It's not like he was coming in to guest, you know, teach or anything. Second grade. The whole country was in mourning. Like, the whole country was fucking, like, in shock.
Yeah. Same I always think about, like, there had to have been people that didn't, like... him, and there had to have been people that didn't like the Beatles, and there had to have been people, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, the people that didn't like
when you
Kennedy.
Look back, everyone loved the Beatles, but there had to have been somebody that was like, I hate these bubblegum fucking assholes.
Yeah, hard rockers probably, and like,
but they don't admit it now.
No. No, they don't.
Nobody admits it
I've
now.
I've talked to a lot of them, and they all say we
love
the Beatles.
Somebody was like bad-mouthing Kennedy right before they found out. They were like, he's a piece of shit socialist. He just got shot in the head. Oh, my God. No. No.
Yeah. Who didn't like President Kennedy? The mafia? The CIA? The FBI?
That's business. That's business. I'm talking about just your run-of-the-mill... Remember when Sarah Palin seemed so crazy?
Yeah.
And now she seems like, in light of what we've got going on now, she seems downright sane.
I was playing golf with a guy yesterday. He goes, I want Trump to win. He'll make a difference.
They really think that.
Well, I'll tell you the truth.
Oh, God, please don't.
No, I don't want...
Do you really want somebody that's that? Like
No. But I would like somebody like him with his business...
acumen?
His business... Well, no, not his business... what do you call it? Reputation.
Knowledge.
His business knowledge and his no bullshit policy. I would like somebody like him. But not such an egomaniac.
He's out of his fucking mind. Yes. I can't believe people think like that's like somebody who's like a counterpuncher. I hate to use your own thing again, you know, someone else, but he's like he has no diplomacy. Don't you need that to be a president?
Yeah, well, I mean,
I don't know, they all seem fucking outrageously crazy to me. All of them.
On both sides?
All on both sides. Like, is it a job? Like, are we not paying enough money for president? Why are we getting better candidates?
Is Sanders, Bernie Sanders crazy?
Bernie Sanders is, might, first of all, if he wins, he will have a heart attack because he doesn't even believe it. He's like, what the fuck? Clink.
Dude, no one's voting for an old Jew in this country.
It is, well, young people don't have that same.
Yeah, well, there's not enough of them.
What do we got here? We got a Jew, we got a woman, we got a reality show host. I mean, come on! I couldn't think of anything funny.
That was a good ad lib.
Well, you know, a lot of people have made their comedy careers out of just saying stuff like that at the end of a sentence.
Who? Give me a name.
No, but you know, there's people that, like, their whole thing is just attitude.
There's
no punchline, really.
No punchlines, they're just pandering.
They're just like,
and those goddamn Republicans are going nuts.
They're crazy. Am I right? They're nuts. Leave my body to me. Am I right? I'll make the decisions. Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
Your pal is all over. Your pal, Mr. Bourdain, is all over the internet. Blasting Trump, going, restaurants couldn't last without Mexican employees. Every restaurant he's worked in.
Well, I believe him.
I believe that's true, too. And I believe Mexicans are, and, you know, I don't get into
I also believe that's all they're good for.
Oh.
I started off sounding like I was very progressive.
It is a crazy thing.
Restaurants couldn't make it without Mexicans. That's like kind of gross, actually.
I'll tell you, the railroad business wouldn't have been there if it wasn't for those damn Chinamen.
If it wasn't for the chinks, you wouldn't be enjoying the rails, okay?
You'd be busting.
Am I right? Come on!
Wait. Do some more comics that don't have punchlines.
I can't think of it. I'll just do it as we go throughout the thing.
How about that, Bernie Sanders? Pretend you're on my talk show.
Okay.
So what do you think if I... Well, glad to have you here. I'm glad
you... can't make fun of him for being a socialist. He calls himself a socialist. Am I right? Come on. I'm starting to sound like someone that I don't mean to sound like. Do you know who it is? Okay, good.
Do you think...
I'm not doing an impression of anyone specifically.
In particular. Do you think, as a young child, Mr. Trump got along with his family, with his parents?
His parents loved him. His father gave him millions! Am I right? Okay. He lost it. He got it back. Oh, my God. This is the guy we want for president? Come on. I'm actually kind of good at this kind of comedy. Wait. You don't need any punchlines. You just yell, come on.
So have you seen comics like that? Have you seen them or heard them?
Rich, stop. Or the worst ones are the ones that'll get, like, applause breaks. Do you know what I mean?
Like Bill Maher's show, after everything he fucking says.
He even gets mad about that.
Everything he says.
When I was opening for him, he would get mad at the audience for only liking jokes on one side of the aisle.
Well, that's what he mainly does, though.
I know, but sometimes he would make a joke about, like, you know.
If he made one about Obama, his audience would go, ooh.
Yes, that's what happened. And he was like, come on. I can't make a joke about Obama! Yeah.
So I worked, I just got back from work in Atlantic City a week at the Borgata. A three-headliner show, Alan Havey, very funny.
The Hydra.
Maceo and myself.
We call it the Hydra.
And
that'd be a good name for a
I pretty
show.
Much had to follow two killer acts. I had to follow. They both, you know, I mean, Alan's great.
Alan's Maceo, been at it for a long time.
And Maceo just fucking energy and kills.
I don't know what he does.
Kills.
I've heard of him.
So I was on. And then the lady at books came in Friday night.
Uh-oh. You pulled it back a little. Come on.
I had a great set.
You weren't mean about women, right?
No, I don't think
no
so.
No rape jokes?
No, anyhow, no. I was the cleanest.
No, hit a woman on the side of the head with an iron.
I haven't done that
and then,
in years. I was the cleanest act on the show. But for some reason, I have a feeling there's always something against me. I have I text her Monday. I say, thank you. I had a great time. I go, I would like to come back in August so I could bring my daughter. Uh-huh. You know, take her to...
You're talking about Jessica, right?
No, Raina.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know.
To Atlantic City for like, you know,
yeah,
two
no,
or three
no,
days.
No, you did take an 8-year-old to Atlantic City, sure.
There's a big
sure.
pool
yeah,
and
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
A, it's an ocean.
Wonderful. You don't take a kid to Atlantic City. What are they going to do? Start gambling? Am I right?
There's.
I wonder if it's too loud. I'm trying to go off the mic.
There's, first of all, the ocean. There's a nice pool inside. So I said, I'd like to come back in August. Well, first of all, she texts me at Sunday or Saturday. I wrote, nice meeting you, have a safe drive. She goes, you are hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
She texts me. Then I write back, this is Rich Voss. Like, do you know who you're talking to? And she goes, I know. I
go, I'm joking.
Yeah.
Yeah,
goes,
yeah.
Oh, I thought so. So she was sound.
Great exchange.
Okay, so.
Great exchange.
Shut the fuck up and let me tell the story.
I don't know why you told every fucking detail of that texting back and forth.
Well, she said you were hysterical. So
you should have just left it at that.
So yesterday I text her. I go, look. Well, I text her yesterday. I go, why I'm fresh in your mind. I'd like to come back.
Yes.
In August so I could bring my daughter. I go, if you don't have anything in August, maybe the spring, you know, right. Fuck her. I'll come back in the spring. Then she writes back. We're booked up through July, which she could be, mm-hmm. but we're not booking again till April. So they're going to start. So maybe that's as long as they have a contract, or is there a reason?
I don't know how the booking works.
They hate me when I killed every, like for some reason, I'm a hateable guy, even though I do. I was the cleanest too on the show. I had to close
I'm
it.
I'm sure they didn't think so.
Oh, easily. Believe me. Other guys were talking about eating pussy and this and that, and I was very, you know.
Even
I do
what's
get,
his face?
Yeah, I talk about gambling and stuff, and you know, mm-hmm. they're old people. I've done casinos for 30, you know, 25 years. I know how to work casinos.
I don't know. I don't know. I think you're reading into it.
Well, then the other guy that helps Booker, I said thank you.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
you know,
too aggressive.
And he never got back to me, but I think he's on a boat.
Who maybe too aggressive.
No, I wasn't aggressive. I was just.
I'm just throwing things out.
You're asking
me what I think, and then you're getting mad at me for giving you.
Anyhow, next time I go back to that fucking room, I'm going to be headlining it as not in the comedy club as a headliner because I've done that room as a headliner.
I don't get it. What?
Well, no,
you just did it as a headliner.
No, but that's through the comedy night.
Oh.
I'm talking about as as a headliner.
Oh.
Like I did it the first time I came in as a headliner, and made tons of money. Anyhow, but I had a good time. I had a good time working with Alan and Maceo. You know, Alan and I went out for dinner. Oh, let me tell you this story.
Oh, can't wait.
When we shot. Parts Unknown with Anthony Bourdain.
Yes.
We went out to eat.
Yes.
At a restaurant.
Yes.
In Atlantic City. I'm not saying names.
Why not? It's on the show.
Oh, the Baltimore Grill.
Yeah.
And they have great pizza.
Yeah.
Really good. So I called the owner, said, hey, my friend and I are coming in for dinner tonight after the show. Say hi.
Yeah.
So we get there. He's at the door for some reason, maybe I don't know. And we walk out, how you doing? He said, hey, how's it going? I go, look, if you want to come to the show, come on. And then we sit down, we eat. And you think they would throw us a free pizza. We were on this nothing. But the pizza was really good. So if you want good pizza, go to the Baltimore Grill.
Maybe
he was
sending a message like, you can't just call me up and try to get free stuff.
No, but it's not expensive at all. It's not expensive at all. And the pizza's so fucking good.
Yeah.
It's up there with the pizza in Raritan.
Someplace in New Jersey.
I know, got number two.
I know that from your sister posted that on Facebook.
Oh boy, she's really bored. And then I was talking about bored. We went out for dinner. It's how much I hate being in a casino. Alan goes, I have no Nicorette lozenges. He does the lozenges. So,
I have a feeling the story is going to be about as boring as your night.
There was no CVS. There's nothing in Atlantic City. So I drove 20 minutes out of town, took him to Walmart. I took Alan to Walmart to get his, that's what I did.
Woo!
I don't know what night it was, but it was a big night.
Nice.
Big night.
Nice.
Big
nice.
Night. I had a dream last night.
Oh boy, here we go. Just let loose.
I had a dream that I cut my arm off, and I was like, "Ah, fuck!" Because I was supposed to play golf that day
by accident.
Yeah, I just cut it off. I remember walking into McDonald's with one arm. You know, I ordered food. They fucked up my food.
You don't eat McDonald's.
I know, and I ordered like, and they kept fucking.
You're not
up.
Really you in your dreams. It's weird.
But I had a tea time, and I'm going, am I going to be able to hit the fucking ball with one arm? I know I got to wait for my fake arm. And then I said to myself, why didn't I just take my arm to the hospital and have it reattached? And I was pissed off that I just threw it out. What does that mean?
It means that you're not on your game.
Well, I played bad golf yesterday.
No, it's not about golf.
I played bad golf yesterday.
Okay, but that's not what it's about. Do you want to know what it's about or not?
Then I had a dream we were getting divorced.
Well, I know what that's about.
And then a comic was on your side, and I attacked a comic, and you were happy, and then we got back together.
I know what all of this means.
What?
Do you want me to tell you or not?
No.
You're scared.
Tell me as a politician.
No, I can't do that character anymore.
Why not? It's already out the
window. It's giving me a headache.
It's already gone?
It's already gone. I got to come up with a new one. This is my therapist character.
We're only going to do like a 35-minute podcast because I have to go to the train station.
Okay.
I have to meet with my personal appearance agents, and I have to do Anthony's... Is it a podcast? Does he call it a podcast?
Yeah.
He does 2 hours a day?
You've never been in there?
Yeah, I have. But
then what's the issue?
Well, what's he call it? Radio podcast, video podcast. It's a video podcast, too, and
yeah,
audio.
Yeah, it goes on.
It's now, does he only do 2 hours? 5 days, there's 2 hours, like 3 or 4 days a week?
I guess he does. You know, honestly, and I, nothing against Anthony, but I have not fucking researched every aspect of his fucking dumb show.
Did they have pizza when you were there?
No, there's nothing.
There was nothing?
I got a hug from Big A. That's all I got.
So, that's it?
Got his DNA all over me.
Big A's DNA. So
he lost 60 pounds or something. He did? Yeah.
Good for him.
Nice. I was like, how are you doing it?
He's a nice kid.
He was like, I was just eating better. I'm like, really? Like, that just works for people?
Yeah, when you're 5,000 pounds, when you're overweight. But he's a big guy, too, tall. Isn't he?
Yeah.
The first time I was there, they had...
I can't wait till the day my arms go all the way around him.
We had pizza when I was there.
Why? Who gives a shit about your pizza? Like, why do you keep bringing it up?
We had free pizza because, you know, a guy brought in pizzas from his pizza parlor.
I know it's, you know, whatever that word is when it's not. It's irrational. But when you say... parlor, it drives me nuts.
What?
It's like, don't want you to say parlor anymore. Don't say pizza parlor.
What if I was working at a club in Seattle, Parlor Live?
I wouldn't want to hear it. I don't know
I'm
why.
I'm working in Seattle at Live.
Yes. You're going to tomorrow I'm to Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Do you have your passport?
Ooh.
You spend all this time thinking about if you've got your arm. What about your passport?
Well, I always have one in my wallet, my passport in my wallet.
You don't keep a passport in your wallet. A copy of it?
Oh, this right here. Hold on. Oh, I bet you never even seen it. Huh. But what? This is only good.
To go to Canada?
No, stupid. Hold on.
Can you really?
What?
You're going to just call me stupid?
Oh, no, I didn't mean you.
Yeah, you did mean me.
See, that's
what if I cut that up right now? Then who's stupid?
That only don't snatch it. That only works when you drive or take a boat.
Well, then what the fuck good is it? When's the last time you took a boat to Canada?
Well, first of all, I'm driving because I'm flying into Seattle and then driving. So, take that back. When is it good? Tomorrow.
My friend,
that
I went to high school with, her husband might go see you.
Oh, I can't wait.
Can you get a couple of tickets for him?
I don't know. No, I'm sick of getting tickets for your people.
What?
I will. Kate's sisters came. Kate's sisters. She has like sisters.
Yeah. Okay, great. This is a fantastic podcast.
In Minneapolis.
We might have to pause it.
Why? You got to poop?
Stop.
Well, why wouldn't you poop before?
I didn't know it was going to happen. It's a shake.
And how long are you going to how long are you going to keep this blender going, do you think?
No, it's one more.
It's a fucking blender. Like, why is it so special?
I know. Well, okay, I don't want it because the guy sent me a free blender and his book.
It looks
everything.
Like it's expensive, too.
It's a nice, I will say this, it's a really nice blender. But the idea that, like, you need that blender to make OJ, he was like, it's all smoothies. You do get salads, though. You do get salads.
What do you mean you get salads?
Like, on this diet, it's all smoothies. But you could have salads too if you
want. It's basically the diet. Well, the blender, the whole thing is the book. The diet, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could use any blender.
Well, that one is probably one of those high speed blenders because it has a lot of different
buttons. Pretty nice blender. It's big. It's bigger than you think it's going to be.
Yeah, to feed a family who's all dieting together.
They're all on some weird...
Well, what are we going to do? What about our juicer? Where did that go?
No, it's still in the closet.
Does it work?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
We used that one summer pretty regularly.
Yeah?
I actually started looking pretty good that summer, 2 summers ago.
So why don't you bring it out? Let's get that.
Because it's not good with it's the juicers. Really, we should have used it in the summer when we have fresh veggies. Now it's kind of gross.
Well, you can get veggies at the vegetable store that comes in. Look at right there. There's a big. We have a Keurig coffee maker that's been in the box. We haven't even taken it out.
I know. Why don't we give it to your sister for Christmas?
Because everybody has one. There's no one in this country that doesn't have.
Well, we gotta do Christmas presents this year.
Yeah, but there's no
one. I gotta send a box home to my family. Because I'm not going home for Christmas this year.
Let's go to LA.
That you told me that we should, next time I was going home for Christmas, you would come with me.
I went last year to Christmas. Well, last time you went.
No.
Yeah. Remember we stayed in that hotel?
I went last year and the year before by myself.
No, the year
that
before.
That was like 5 years ago
no,
that you went.
That was 2 years ago when we stayed in that hotel.
No, it wasn't, Rich. It was like 5 years ago.
I can look it up on Priceline.
Go ahead and look it up.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
I can look it up.
Look it up.
I will. I'll look it up on Priceline.
Our fucking one-star hotel.
That wasn't a one-star hotel.
That was a gross hotel.
No.
In Edmonton? Way across the city?
Yeah. And it wasn't way across the city. It was 10 minutes from your sister's house, and you had a big fit about it. You had a big fit.
Because you always have to control everything.
You were wrong again. Yeah, when I let you do Priceline? Huh? Remember that experience?
Yeah, if you let me do it more, I wouldn't make these kinds of mistakes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm in Vancouver this week. But next week, I'm in Rochester at the Comedy Club. Next Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Rochester.
Oh, people of the United States. I have the 11th, the 12th, the 13th. Wait, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. I'm at the Creek in the Cave. $5 to get in. You'll see me do an hour. Please come. 7 to 8.
Oh, that'll be good.
Adrian's going to do a couple minutes off the top.
You know what?
That's a good show.
I'm in Rochester.
Yeah. So what does that mean?
Aren't we supposed to tape some TV thing for a Big J next week?
Yeah, I don't know. I
never got a confirmation.
I don't know. We'll have to find out. It's one night.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to
do Wednesday.
What? The 11th?
Yeah, that's the only day I could do. Because next Thursday I'm going to Rochester.
Well, I'm doing this thing. The 10th, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th.
Yeah, but you
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Creek in the Cave. It's in Long Island City. It's not far.
What if they got you taping?
Then we'll have to work it out. Adrian will do that one night, I guess. I don't know.
I was asked to do Judy Gold's live podcast, but I'll be out of town.
Oh.
It's a big week next week, the New York Comedy Festival that I'm not
you
involved in.
You could do a podcast every single night of your life. If you lived in New York, yeah. You just could just do them.
Same
every.
With L.A. Even more. Even more.
Okay, same with Minnesota.
No.
Just, like, not as big.
Yeah, no, there's probably podcasts
Minneapolis is a fucking podcast king. That's bubbling up as the place for podcasts.
Why do you just lie?
I'm just lying.
You come right out and lie.
I meant to say Chicago.
Let's talk about, we went out for dinner on Sunday. We went out and had pizza and spaghetti with clam sauce. Monday, we couldn't get off the toilet.
Really? That's what you want to talk about?
No.
Yes, it is. You just were like, let's talk about how.
I'm only kidding. Let's move on. Let's talk about something. What can we talk about?
I don't know. Halloween. How much time do we have left?
10 minutes.
Oh, God.
Well, how long is it going to take to get to the train station?
It takes 25 minutes.
It doesn't take 25 minutes.
Then you tell me when to leave and I'll leave.
How long does it take?
I'm not talking to you anymore. This is the problem with you. You're rude, you're mean, you're horrible, you're ugly, you're terrible, you're not nice.
Okay, and what are my bad qualities?
You know, one time I saw 60 Minutes with Christopher Hitchens. Uh-huh. They're like, here's what some of your critics are saying. You're arrogant, you're whatever. It was a whole list of things, and he had his little, like, maybe he didn't, but I remember it with him, like, with a
cognac.
Yeah, scotch or cognac or something. And he goes, sounds about right. I thought that's so funny. And so he says bad things, but you go, sounds about right.
That's good. How come the lady last week when we did our podcast, we dedicated it to her, she writes us this long fucking email.
Maybe we were mean to her. She did tweet me, I think. I'm pretty sure that was her.
What did she say?
She was like, I'm the person or whatever.
No.
And I didn't know what she was talking about at first. And then later I thought about it and I was like, oh, that's what it was.
She writes us a long email and then we dedicate the podcast to her and no more email.
She got what she wanted.
She used us.
Yeah.
Do you retweet when people say retweet because they're trying to raise money for something?
No.
I do.
Oh.
Why don't you?
I don't get how it raises money,
It's
awareness, which is such a bullshit fucking thing to me. Raising awareness, like, well, now you should actually try to raise money.
Oh, really? Awareness is bullshit?
Okay, too? From now on, I'm going to just, next time there's a, I'm just going to wear a statement necklace.
Oh, wait,
and that'll be, you'll know if I'm wearing a statement necklace that raising awareness for neck surgery.
So awareness, you don't care about awareness, but when it comes to police brutality, you want people to know about it when it comes to...
You're not raising money for that. That really is just about awareness.
Yes. So are you against awareness or are you for awareness?
You know, Rich, what I've learned in my many years here on this big blue marble is... There is no black and white. It's all gray. It's all shades of gray. And I'm not talking about that awful, horrible book or movie. that's it. That's our time is done.
That was a coffee pot.
Oh, thank you, Richard. Letting people know there's a coffee pot in our home. So thanks anyway for tuning in to this.
Oh, we have a couple
truncated.
This
podcast.
Is only 32 minutes, people. We need a little more.
This is like a very Jewish thing to do, though. May I just say that? Like that old joke where it's like the guy is like eating and he's like, "This is horrible. It's terrible. It's too salty. It's too greasy. And look, such small portions."
The punchline.
If it's gross, why would you want it to be bigger? Oh. See, you don't even get that it's a punchline because, of course, that's how you think.
No, no.
And basically, this was happening on this podcast. It's like, this is a terrible podcast, but we better go long.
This is one of our better podcasts. You did impressions. Is there any?
You talked about your dreams. Do you know how much people hate when people talk about their dreams? I mean, it is like...
I know, but this was...
Nobody wants to hear anybody's
dream. I will never talk about my dreams again. dreams.
Like, you could talk about your hopes and dreams, but not your actual.
Oh, we had, we're doing our radio show tonight.
You know, this. We're supposed to pretend this is Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh.
Ah, you ruined the illusion.
Last night's radio show was
great. We're doing this on Tuesday, but it's not going up till tomorrow or Thursday. Sorry,
last night's
folks.
Radio show was great, huh?
What?
Last night's radio show.
Oh, we
show
did a really good radio
with,
show.
With Joe List.
Joe List.
Hey, I have a guy that wants to call in.
His fiance.
I have a guy that wants to call in. I should email him. He did 8 years in San Quentin.
Can't wait to talk to that guy.
You got
some real colorful characters in your life.
Wait, he emailed me.
Let me guess, you met him playing golf?
No, exactly.
Oh, no. In the prison, we got to play golf.
Not at San Quentin. But he emailed.
I don't know. Is San Quentin a prison? It is. Thank you.
He emailed.
I say prison? Not good enough. He wants me to say San Quentin. I'll say San Quentin. Is that what you want?
Hey, stupid. He emailed me.
Quit calling me stupid.
I'm not calling you in general stupid.
No, you are. And you know
you're
what?
You're very pretty.
We're of a different time now. Before, like 2 months ago even, it was fine. But we're moving into a new world where women are not called stupid anymore.
Okay. All right, dummy.
And
listen to me.
I still have a few eggs left. I'm still considered a woman by many, many people.
This guy emails me. You know, I said we can get you on our radio show. He's like a new comic.
How does that feel? That feels pretty good, doesn't it? When you're like, hey, I can get you on my radio show.
So then...
I got one other person I got to get through, but I'm pretty sure if I call her stupid enough times, she'll let me do it.
He emailed me. He goes, do you think we should go over some questions that you could ask some... I'm right back. It's a fucking loose radio show. Relax.
No, but you know what?
What?
Let me just say, I know you're super cool. Look, dude, we don't go over things. But if he's saying that, you could just write him back and go, well, is there something in particular that you would like to talk about?
He wrote all this stuff that was...
Okay, so
I don't need
go.
A biography. We're doing a 10 or 15 minute interview. That's it. All right.
Just talk about your most interesting experiences.
Yeah, we'll talk about San Quentin. I know how to ask prison questions. Why are you pointing to your box? Oh, you got to go to the bathroom.
Rich.
All right, give it a quick plug. We'll get out of here. This is our quickest podcast we've ever done, 35 minutes. But you won't know that until you get to the end, right?
No, they can see how long it
is. They have timelines on them. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, they do.
You're so, like...
I'm so 2000 and what?
You're...
2008?
No. SLM. You're SLM.
What's that?
So last millennia.
Ugh.
It might be a millennium.
All right, so where are you at? You're at the creek and the cave?
I'm at the creek and the cave. Google it, look it up, whatever. It's for the New York Comedy Festival. It's November 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Okay.
$5.
That's a deal to see Bonnie McFarlane.
That's a fucking deal.
Okay. This week I'm in Vancouver at the Comedy Mix, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Next weekend, Rochester Comedy Club, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Come on out. Rochester. Coming out. And also, somebody get me on Oak Hill next weekend.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Goodbye.
Sorry that we only did 37 minutes.
37 minutes is a lot of time, am I right? It's not short, okay?
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.